pledge of $100 or more, tickets to the new Ford. It's been remodeled.
It's wonderful.
It's been reopened. It's an amazing outdoor amphitheater venue, very intimate, historic, and the kickoff program, I think this is the kickoff
it
program.
It is the kickoff program, yes.
It's called Concrete Saplings, and that includes a tremendous double bill.
Concrete Saplings with, wow, two fantastic groups and iconic to our city, representing different cultures, and it is a fusion of cultures and sounds. So we have Quetzal, right? Part of this Quetzal, the Grammy-winning band. We're always very proud of them. I love their sound, their music. And besides, they have been amazingly supportive to KPFK, always. Every time we need something, a performance, Quetzal has, the band has been with us, and we are very proud of it. And also the Taiko Project, part of the same fusion of sounds, for the opening of the Ford Theater. You know, the Ford has been so much part of my life in Los Angeles, you know, since the beginning. I'm going to go back some many years ago when the Ford used to have jazz concerts on Sundays and some of the biggest names in jazz. That was before it was called the Ford. It was the Pilgrims, Pilgrim Theater. And way back when we still had the jazz station KBCA with Chuck Niles. Some of you jazz fans, you remember that. So the Ford used to have that. And believe it or not, years later, myself and some friends put together the first Brazilian Music Festival at the Ford. And then it was followed by some rock shows, and then they shut down. And then they reopened as the Ford.
Right.
And now we have the remodeling. So the Ford is like home. I walking, you know, on stage and everything with Patrícia Leão producing all these beautiful Brazilian festivals. It's like part of my life. So I'm super happy to know that the Ford has been remodeled and we're going to have tickets for this very special show.
You know, I have to tell you a little story about the Ford remodel. I had on my show a brilliant choreographer by the name of Daniel Ezrelo. His dance company was the last show in the Ford season before the remodel. And he choreographed into the dance the beginning of the construction.
Oh, wow.
So they had guys with jackhammers, literally, you know, pounding it. The blueprint of the new Ford visualized in the background, it was extraordinary. And it made the construction as exciting as, you know, the reopen. So I can hardly wait to see the new Ford. And this is going to be on July 8th. So it's only a couple of weeks away. It's 2 weeks from tonight, as a matter of fact.
Wonderful. I'll be there.
I am going to be there, too. And again, Quetzal, which is a KPFK favorite. We love Quetzal. And then Taiko, the Taiko Project. This is, you know, and of course, Taiko is internationally acclaimed. They pop into town every once in a while, but not all that often. And the Grammy Award-winning Chicano band Quetzal, what a diverse, talk about diversity. It's
wonderful,
it's incredible.
Yes. And the idea of putting them together is so very special.
Brilliant.
The fusion of sounds and cultures.
And I have a little surprise, too. So if you call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, pledge $100, we'll give you Sergio's grab bag of three CDs, and then we will toss on a pair of tickets to the Ford for the great opening event, Quetzal and the Taiko Project, on the same bill, believe it or not, and that is going to be July 8th, and that is going to be electrifying. So we have a limited amount of tickets, but do call now, 818-985-5735 for this extraordinary bill.
So a pair of tickets plus my grab bag. Mm-hmm. And you have tickets for the opening of the Ford with Quetzal and the Taiko Project. And here's Quetzal. Love the sound, yes.
And furthermore, a little surprise. I'm going to reveal a surprise, Sergio.
Yes, tell me. Yeah, let's go.
Quetzal is going to be here in studio.
All right. Yeah.
Today.
All right, Quetzal and the member of Taiko.
And the member of Taiko. So that is going to be coming up momentarily, so you can really really, you know, you're going to listen to these guys and absolutely run to that phone. Yeah, 818-985-5735.
It's $100 on your credit card. Then enjoy the opening of the Ford with a fantastic show. Taiko and Quetzal.
People asking why, mothers crying, cry, parties building line, it's a critical time, books and faces and books, whether truth weathers through, moving pictures, recording death that spark, a million man march. It is no coincidence, the collective skin tone of the innocent sparks in all of us a discontent, initiating those who want.
Looking forward to have Quetzal and the member of Taiko Project here opening at the opening day at the John Anson Ford.
Si tienes nubes se van formando sobre montañas van a bajar. Nada de malo ir preparando por si las dudas no te ha de dejar. Que sola prepárate, al menos que te quieras nadar. Mamita, pa' que le sigue buscando si no te quiere mojar. Refina, te toca llueve y te moca y todos. Te puedes caer, cambia forma de ser, no me caigas mal. Tú sigues viviendo en las nubes, pero todo lo que sube, tarde que temprano tiene que bajar.
La oscuridad con poca luz se puede. Music of Quetzal here on the Global Village, as always. Very pleased to have with us Quetzal Flores and Masato, and the fusion of sounds at the opening of the John Anson Ford Theater. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Fantastic. And Quetzal, so the music, the sounds, this is a beautiful project that you bring into the Ford, the fusion of sounds, and so much part of LA when you think about it. It's very global, but in a sense, the global is also local, right?
Absolutely, Sergio, and I'm glad you said that, because Los Angeles offers something that no other city in the world offers, and that is this sort of interaction between communities, especially communities of color, and the way that art and culture manifests itself into these connecting points that that allows us to be with each other, to convivir.
Right, convivir. And Masato, tell us about the project. And Taiko is such an amazing part of a culture that is, as we said, local and so vibrant. And I know that many people outside of the Japanese community, they take taiko drums and becomes part of there. It's almost like this kind of soulful, spiritual thing besides the music that we know, right?
Yes, that's correct. Taiko is attractive to a lot of people because it's not only drums, but it's music, it's rhythm, it's
movement
too. So
right.
It attracts a lot of different people who want to get exercise in or get their daily stress out and stuff like that. So it's very attractive.
It's the beat.
Exactly, and drums are universal.
So. Right, right. And how did the idea come together?
Well, I don't know if you knew this, Sergio, yes. but the original formation of Quetzal included a taiko drummer. His name was Maceo Hernandez Delgado.
Oh, my God.
And I grew up in grassroots movement here in Los Angeles and grew up with a lot of Japanese-American people. And so it's a very natural thing for me to want to connect with folks like Masato and the Taiko Project. And so some years ago, you know the group Son de Madera from Veracruz?
Yes.
We did a show at the Japanese-American Theater, now the Aratani Theater. And some of the Taiko Project members were invited to perform with us on this show.
Right.
And that was the beginning.
My first musical band in São Paulo, Brazil, the phenomenal guitarist was Anisei. His name was Gerson, and I was a fantastic guitarist, and I was a teenager then. And my kids took taiko drums classes for their summer program in the little Tokyo. And so they also took taiko drums. So it's all interrelated, you know.
Absolutely.
So what a wonderful opportunity to share all this music, the fusion. We can listen to them possibly separately, but what if we listen to them together at the Ford, right? It would be an amazing opportunity. You're playing together, right?
We are playing together, and we've actually spent quite a bit of time composing new pieces together.
I can imagine the arrangement, right?
Yes.
And composing so you can incorporate all the sounds into the performance.
That's right. So it becomes a collective voice as opposed to interpretations of each other's music.
Beautiful. So it's a fusion. Are you pretty much generating, as you put the sounds together, generating like a third one?
That's right.
It is?
That's correct, yeah, for sure.
Moving pictures, recording death that spar, a million man march. It is no coincidence, the collective skin tone of the innocent sparks in all of us a discontent, initiating those who are one medicine.
So, have you been to the Ford after the remodeling? Are we anticipating or like, is this going to be a surprise for all of us in our community, right?
I think it's definitely going to be a surprise. It's going to be amazing. You know, there's supposed to be like a lot of different new additions to the stage before it was raked. So all of our drums would be rolling towards the audience. We have to have our casters
right.
or sandbags and stuff like
right.
that. But now it's supposed to be flattened out, and there's supposed to be a whole new food court and additions, and in the dressing rooms, everything is supposed to be new and remodeled.
Incredible,
so, yes.
yes. And you both of you have been very busy performing with different musicians and opening and participating in different concerts. Tell us a little bit of what has been going on in this past beginning of year and the past year. I know that you can't stop, right? Tell us a bit.
That's right. So, you know, the Band Quetzal, we finished another album that we released on Smithsonian Folkways Records.
Mm, beautiful.
And the album is called The Eternal Get Down. We've also been busy in the community as always and finding different ways to interact in community with music.
Wonderful.
Yes.
In the Taiko Project.
Yes. Yeah, we have a new album too. This one that's currently playing right now.
Oh,
and you know, with Taiko Project, Taiko goes back hundreds of years,
yes.
of course. But the art form that you see us playing today is relatively new, like younger than rock and roll. And it's calling to a lot of different people nowadays. And my teacher, Ken Yendo from Hawaii, once said that he wishes Taiko to be a universal instrument, not just Japanese or Japanese-American.
Right.
But the piano, you know, a long time
That's
ago
right.
used to be just,
That's
I think,
right.
like... Germany, right?
Right.
And so now everybody plays the piano. So his wish is to be able for Taiko to be universal.
Disseminating the sounds.
Exactly.
And incorporating to different cultures, yes. So, Donna, the dates and everything that...
Yes. First of all, we want to say that for our listeners just joining us, you can have an opportunity to see this phenomenal show and help Global Village and KPFK in the process by calling 818-985-5735, pledging $100 for Sergio's grab bag, and we will add on a pair of tickets to this tremendous event at the Ford, the inaugural kickoff opening with Quetzal and Taiko Project. I mean, you're getting both phenomenal groups. on one night. It's called Concrete Saplings. Now, Sergio, I had to look, take
saplings.
A double. It's called saplings.
Oh.
Like a tree.
See, I'm so into the sound that my mind goes straight into sampling, right?
Right. I know, but it's saplings, which, you know, kind of says it all.
Because
right
concrete sampling for me is like, you know, everyday life. Concrete saplings.
It's those beautiful
like trees,
the beautiful things that grow in the cracks and crevices
right
of the city streets.
Right. Of course. Okay. All right.
Right. Isn't
I see
great?
That. All right, beautiful.
And it's July 8th, by the way. I did want to say that it's, you know, a couple weeks away, so you have enough time to plan, but not too much time. You've got some anticipation going. So we do have a limited number, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. It's going to be a tremendous event. And by the way, Sergio, I also wanted to mention that the Ford, you know, opens a couple of hours before the show actually starts. So people can take a picnic basket.
Definitely,
they
yes
can hang out under the, you know, wonderful summer sun and not too hot. It's at night, so it'll have cooled down. But bring your picnic basket. They also have food you can buy there and make a whole evening of it. It's going to
yeah
be great.
It's one of the most beautiful venues in Los Angeles, the beautiful architecture and the gardens, and it's wonderful. It has always been, and now with the new improvements and in the opening, is a very special event.
I also really appreciate the fact that it's a family space.
It is, and accessible, right, to many, and that's what it is. Yeah, not only to the audiences, but the performers. It's wonderful to perform at the Ford, knowing that it's open to different types of music, and they don't have to be concerned with so many things that other venues are, because it's a city venue, and they open up to different cultures and sounds.
That's part of the charm of the Ford is to be a public space in that way, and accessible to a group of people that wouldn't be able to access. And I mean, performers wouldn't be able to access the Hollywood Bowl or the
That's
Greek
right
or those spaces.
That's right. Limits, and the Ford is always open to different groups and communities.
That's right.
818-985-5735. A pair of tickets for this very special opening at the John Anson Ford, and the three CDs with music that we always bring to the Global Village. And as you're doing that, you are helping KPFK and the Global Village. Kind of a mixed right there. I'm really looking forward to the fusion that you guys brought together.
Yeah, we've been working on it really hard for some time now, and so you know, I think it feels fluid now. It feels like one ensemble.
$185-5735. With $100, you get a pair of tickets for this very special concert at the Ford, the opening of the new Ford, and the 3CD collection. 818-985-5735. As you're doing that, you are helping KPFK and music on KPFK, the Global Village. Quetzal, this is music, beautiful mixing, beautiful, many beautiful layers of tracks here. Wonderful project.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
818-985-5735 is the number to call. Three CDs, a collection, a grab bag, Global Village Music, plus a pair of tickets to the John Anson Ford Quetzal in the Tycho Project.
And it's on July 8th, by the way. And, you know, there's usually a free shuttle that goes to the Ford. I also wanted to say that it's very user-friendly. Over here by the metro stop right near us, you can catch a shuttle, motor on over to the Ford. It's free. You don't have to pay for parking. So it's a totally user-friendly night. Take something to eat, hang out, relax under the stars. I love the amphitheater, the intimacy of that amphitheater there.
It's wonderful.
And you get... So you're not only getting tickets to see Quetzal and Tycho Project on the same bill, which is, you know, so emblematic of Global Village, Sergio. Nothing more. It's kind of homegrown L.A. fused with global. And it's really kind of what you try and do here on Global Village. So what better way to celebrate summer? What better way to celebrate Global Village and what Sergio does here week in and week out? Brings you so much. It's a labor of love for him, and I just think this is a perfect offering. For only $100, you get Sergio's grab bag, three CDs, and if you get something you already have, you know, give it to somebody as a gift. It's going to be a surprise. Every CD is going to be great, and you'll get a great evening under the stars on July 8th, Friday, at the Ford Amphitheater, one of the best venues in town, and this will be the opening show. After
That's
the new
right.
construction, so it'll be a surprise for everyone.
Looking forward to that. Call us at 818-985-5735. Pledge $100, you get a pair of tickets for the opening of the John Anson Ford with Tycho Project and Quetzal, an evening that I'm sure is going to be memorable. The fusion of sounds, very symbolic to our city and the culture and music that we support so very much here on KPFK. Support us. Give us a call right now. We're waiting for that very special call, your call, at 818-985-5735. Use a credit card and get set. Plan, as Donna mentioned, bring a picnic basket, drinks, enjoy, get to the Ford a little earlier, have a nice dinner, and then enjoy the music. I'm sure it's going to be like the beginning of something very special at the Ford. Looking forward to the whole season and many years to come. Singer is Marta.
Marta Gonzalez.
Marta Gonzalez, a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And is Marta also who does the cajon, the zapateado. Uh-huh. She's phenomenal.
Marta is a beast, yes. And she's a PhD.
She's a PhD. She's a beast with a PhD, right? Zapateadora. What a beautiful voice. Take a listen. For that very special call, your call at 818-985-5735. Got a pair of tickets for this July 8th very special concert at the John Anson Ford, and as we mentioned, bring your picnic basket, drinks, and most of all, best friend. Bring a best friend, a family member, to be exposed to this fantastic sounds of these two incredible bands, and it's going to be something very, very special for both reasons, the opening of the new Ford and the sounds that Quetzal and the Tycho Project has brought together, fusion of sounds so representative of the sounds and music and communities that we have here in Los Angeles. And how did the idea come about?
Well, our group Tycho Project has been going back to the Ford for about 10 years, on and off, but we try to, you know, go every year when it's when it's open.
Right.
It's finally back open, so we're happy to be returning. We produce our own shows there. Our leader, Brian Yamami, was one of those members, I believe, that collaborated with you about, 10 years ago?
11 years ago.
Yes. And they've always been talking back and forth, saying, oh, we should do something. Yeah, we should do something.
Musicians are great. Some ideas, they flow for years,
yeah.
And you dream about it. Yeah. And one day, just like magic, it all comes together, and you make it happen, right?
Yeah.
That's right. You know, I think there's this Buddhist philosophy that things will manifest when they need to manifest.
Right,
yeah, and the time came, and so
right.
Now this is happening.
I can see that. A pair of tickets to the 4th July 8th Quetzal and the Taiko Project. It's going to be wonderful. And the weather in Los Angeles, everything is so beautiful. Evenings in the summer are just very, very special. And the 4th has always been very special to all of us. Beautiful architecture and beautiful place. And now with the improvements that they have brought to the 4th. And the series is beautiful, incredible musicians. I know that also a friend of mine will be performing there with Aloe Black, Fabiano do Nascimento. So it's like
I
feel about the Ford is that it becomes part of this family that we have in Los Angeles, cultural, musical family that we have. So our friends and people who we admire perform at the Ford. So join us and help KPFK and join us at this very special evening, July 8th, 818-985-5735.
And Sergio, do you know what a Quetzal is?
Quetzal is my friend.
Well, it's an L.A. band, but it's also, I presume, named after this beautiful bird,
yes.
A multicolored, gorgeous bird. And here we look at this musical multicolored bird that you're going to be creating. And I think it's just a perfect symbol for what's going to be going on, because you're coming out of tradition. Both groups are coming out of a tradition, but truly advancing it and moving it forward and making it your own. And this collaboration between the two on this great night on July 8th is going to be something not to be missed. So I really want to urge our listeners to call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Pledge $100 for Sergio's Grab a Bag, which includes 3 CDs that are all going to be great. And we will add, as an extra added bonus, a pair of tickets to this wonderful event, Concrete Saplings, at the Ford, July 8th, starring Quetzal and Taiko Project. Boy, it is going to be amazing.
And with us, Quetzal and Masato.
Yeah, and it's important to recognize that traditions are constantly changing. Traditional music and traditional practices are constantly in flux.
Dynamic.
They're dynamic. They're not static.
Just like languages.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so this is a continuation of it. And the interaction between us is informing new traditions and new ways of looking at tradition and new conversations in tradition. So I think it's such a healthy way to look at humanity.
It's incredible. The fusion of cultures without conflict.
Yeah.
Sergio, I wanted to mention that these tickets are starting to go, and we do have a limited amount. So I know sometimes people wait till the end of the hour, but I'd really suggest that if you're inspired to see this show, and why wouldn't you be? It's going to be amazing. Call 818-985-5735. It's a $100 pledge. You get not only these tremendous tickets for this wonderful event, again, free shuttle, bring a picnic. It's going to be a great night, but we'll also throw in the 3 CDs that are part of Sergio's grab bag. So that in and of itself, you've already doubled your investment, and you're supporting KPFK, and you're supporting Sergio on Global Village. So it's a win-win-win-win-win. 818-985-5735.
And there's a little rule that my friend Cesar Castro from the group Cambalacha taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's La Ley del Rancho, the law of the ranch.
Right.
So one time he went horseback riding with some friends from a ranch in Veracruz, because
uh-huh.
he's from Veracruz.
Right.
And they asked him, would you like to eat breakfast? And he said, oh, no, I came. I already ate before I came. And they're like, you should eat something.
Right.
He refused. They went riding. He said, you know, by like halfway through their ride out there, that he was starving, looking for anything to like a fruit on a tree or something.
Right, right, right.
And by the time he got back, he said he was so hungry. And so he says, whenever there's food, eat it.
Eat
so don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets, because you're not going to have tickets.
I love the analogy.
You know, there's also a rule in improv, and that's yes and. You never say no. So when somebody says, would you like this meal? Would you like this great event? You go, yes, and what else? So I say to our audience, say yes, pledge $100, get these tickets, 818-985-5735. It is going to be a unique event. Now, have you guys, you've never really done this kind of thing before, right? This
no.
is a new deal.
This is a completely
this is the
new
first.
Concert.
This one first.
This is, quite a challenge for both groups, I think, and especially for us. We normally don't work with Grammy-nominated musicians, or Grammy-winning, I should say. So we're very lucky to be working with Quetzal and the other members of the band. We've learned a lot from this collaboration, and we're just happy to be making the music that we sort of understand and grew up with, and just wanted to add that to our repertoire. So
beautiful, and we are very proud of Quetzal when they won the Grammy, because they are us, and we are them. And the Global Village is very proud of all these fantastic bands. I want to thank you, Quetzal Flores and Masato, for being with us. And I for sure will be at the Ford enjoying this new work and the opening of the Ford. It's very appropriate. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Sergio,
thank
for
you.
Always supporting.
Thank you. This is the Global Village. I'm Sergio Mialmyshenko. Keep on calling. Get your tickets and support KPFK and what we bring to you, the music of the world.
Los charcos reflejan la luz del sol después de una tormenta dura y lluvias que ahogaron un jardín, destruyendo los capullos, frutas y verduras.
Walk, bike, skate, and leap with friends and family for the 626 Golden Streets event, Sunday, June 26th.